Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Good afternoon. It's time now for Ask the Mayor. I'm Adam Ragusea, Assistant News Director at WFIU. And we're joined today by Terre Haute Mayor Kevin Burke. The phone number to call to speak with Mayor Burke, and we would appreciate some phone calls today from our listeners in Terre Haute, 877-285-9348. That's toll-free, 877-285-9348. A local call in the Bloomington area is 855-0811. You can also email a question to mayor@indiana.edu. Mayor Burke, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Well, it's always a delight. We're glad to be here.
So I'll go ahead and I'll just ask the big question, which is if you felt as though your candidate was ineligible under the Hatch Act, why wait until after the election to bring it up?
Well, quite frankly, that I didn't wait until then. I had intended to keep the conversation a private conversation, but in August of 2007 or thereabouts, through a very dear friend, I verbally inquired about his violation of the Hatch Act with Galen Good, the CEO of Hamilton Center. We received word back that they were content with their research and that he was not in violation of the Hatch Act. I trusted Galen Good and his son Greg immensely, and I went back to my committee and said, it's a dead issue. They're content. I'm content. Move on. And we never discussed the Hatch Act again until I was approached the night of the election by some supporters that were upset with the fact that my opponent had had his victory party at a Hamilton Center facility. And they said, this just is not adding up. And they asked me to not concede the election, to allow them to do some research. And in retrospect, I was kind of rude to them. I said I didn't have the energy for it, and they could do whatever they wanted. And the rest is unfolded.
Had this come up during the first run against Bennett 4 years ago?
No. I had never heard the term Hatch Act until 2005 when interviewing a candidate for the redevelopment director's position. I was made privy to a Hatch Act that was actually passed in 1939. Prior to 2005, I had never heard the term.
Had your committee brought it up with the Office of the Special Counsel, with the feds, prior to election night?
Oh, absolutely not.
Really?
Our objective was to quietly find out if there was a problem. Certainly, if there was not a problem, then there didn't need to be any embarrassment for anyone, ourselves included. And we were content with the response we had received, and like I said, it became a dead issue. We moved on with the fall campaign.
And obviously, this is just but one of two issues going on with the election right now. The other is the recount, which is in process. Obviously, the vote came down; the margin came down to just 107 votes, I believe. The emissaries that your campaign has sent to observe that process have expressed concerns over several portions of that recount. Do you yourself personally have reason in your mind to question the validity of the election itself?
That's a very good question, Adam. My personal opinion is not the key component here, because my opinion is affected by my feelings. And feelings are not a good thing to go on. So this is an opportunity for us to evaluate our election process here in the city. I believe that a lot of good will come out of this effort. I believe that we're going to be a lot better at conducting an election. I'm very proud of my watchers My observers have taken a very selfless, I mean, this is a painstakingly meticulous, dreary undertaking to go through this. The three commissioners, I'll be forever indebted to the three commissioners and their willingness to do this in a fashion that produces a good product. But the people of Terre Haute deserved, after I calmed down after the election and I received wise counsel from people that care, they said the people of Terre Haute need to have confidence. And as you well know, Adam, there's a lot of urban legend and innuendo and rumors and he said, she said, and I saw and I heard kind of stuff going on. And I am confident that we're going to come out at the end of the recount. If nothing more, we're going to be a lot better at doing elections.
And of course, in Terre Haute, when is the normal succession? Is it January 1st?
Correct.
Okay.
I believe technically it's noon on January 1st.
And what happens if we get there and these issues haven't been resolved?
Well, I've not been to lawyer school, Adam.
That's two of us, sir.
But one course of thought, of course, is that until it is settled, I mean, the Constitution says your term is 4 years or until a successor is, I've forgotten the term now, lawfully found or, I apologize.
Designated,
But technically, the Constitution does not say that my term is 4 years. It's 4 years or until a successor is found. So using that rule of thought, we will continue to show up every day, do our job, and let this process come to its conclusion.
Well, let's talk about that. What has the tenor been like in City Hall over the last month?
Well, it was fairly emotional the first few days after the election. I readily admit that we were shocked. I make no apologies for being totally surprised by the election. But then it all started to sink in. 22 incumbent mayors in Indiana lost or were in recounts. Mayor Peterson in Indianapolis was upset. We started looking at what had occurred in our campaign and our election. So as all that started to be digested, I would say that the mood in City Hall became much more of one of resolve, that that we had the opportunity to either leave a legacy or to continue to work, and we were going to stay real busy. And I have to say that as of today, City Hall is very upbeat. Everybody's going about their jobs and doing them well and, getting all of our end-of-the-year stuff done. So the mood has improved dramatically.
I'll remind our listeners that we're speaking to Terre Haute Mayor Kevin Burke here on WFIU's Ask the Mayor. The phones are open, and we know that passions are high on some of these issues here in Terre Haute, and we're open to all viewpoints so long as they're expressed civilly. The phone number to call is 877-285-9348. That's toll free. You can also email us at mayor@indiana.edu if you've been wanting to speak with Mayor Burke over the last month or so. This is your chance. Mayor Burke, can you give us a sense of what your typical day has been for yourself over the last couple of weeks here? How much of it is spent thinking about what's going on with the election and thinking about all of the other many issues that you've got on your table as mayor?
Well, first and foremost, we're still, we're mayor until December 31st or till noon on the 1st. And I feel a real responsibility to continue to do my job and to do it well. And so a good portion of my day is still meeting with my department heads, making decisions about projects that are in process. But then also making certain that no matter the outcome, that January 1st gets here and the city of Terre Haute is in good shape. if we should prevail, we don't want to be real behind and have a lot of work stacked up. If we don't prevail, then my successor will have the opportunity to come in and everything will be in order. So there's a lot of work still being done. But in all honesty, there certainly is a portion of my day that is spent responding to my attorneys or, encouraging our supporters that continue to be upset about the course of events. And unfortunately, over the last weekend, I lost my brother, one of my older brothers.
We're very sorry to hear that, sir.
My brother that was my mentor and business partner for 30 years died on Thursday last, and so we chewed up a few days with those funeral arrangements and such. So I have my youngest granddaughter is taking treatment for leukemia and doing very well, and so we've actually gotten to spend a little bit of time with her. So it's been quite a hodgepodge, not my normal schedule.
Well, our sincere condolences to you and your family. Well,
thank
sir.
You. That's very kind of you. I mean, these things occur, and each day's getting better.
Let's move on from all of this, at least for the time being. And, of course, if anyone calls in, we're happy to talk about whatever they like to talk about. Or remind our listeners that number is toll-free, 877-285-9348, to speak with Mayor Burke here on Ask the Mayor. So ground is broken on the Terre Haute Children's Museum, and this was a big project for you.
That was so exciting. I mean, it was a cold, windy day and difficult conditions. But there was a real sense of spirit, warmth, and enthusiasm inside the tent, and we were very excited to see this project kicked off. This is really about, when we talk a great deal, Adam, about retaining our best and brightest and our young people, that we want to keep them in Indiana. As high school graduates, it's a little late to be working on that. Part of what we're doing with the Children's Museum is starting that effort of retaining our young people earlier. And with all due respect to other children's museums, children in Terre Haute shouldn't have to travel to go to a children's museum that is state-of-the-art. And for us to be on that road is very gratifying, and for us to do it in a fiscally responsible manner that the future is very secure for that museum. They're not going to spend all their resources trying to raise money to stay open another few days. They're going to be in a position that they're going to have a fine facility and a strong financial footing. So we're very excited. It adds a great deal of momentum to our downtown, and logistically it'll be very good for our school children to attend. It's just a fabulous project.
Well, we look forward to seeing that progress. For the time being, we have Nate on the line. Nate, you're on Ask the Mayor with Mayor Burke.
Hello, Kevin. This is Nate.
Hi, Nate.
And it sounds like you're very calm and composed, and that you have a lot of inner strength in the midst of all the family things and political things that are going on. I was just wondering if you could spend a few minutes talking about how are you calm and collected? Is this just a face or a front that you're putting on to help people feel good, or what all is going on there?
Well, that's an uncommon question for Ask the Mayor. Mayor Burke, what do you say to that?
Well, I say, first of all, that I have a tremendous support system around me. For every negative thing that is said to me, I have multiple encouraging things said to me. So, I mean, that really balances well to the good. I have a very strong family. My wife and daughters and my son-in-laws are very supportive of me. I don't have to wonder about them and their support for me. the people I work with and the people that supported me in my campaign are extremely supportive to me. But then I would be remiss if I didn't say that from a spiritual standpoint, I receive a great deal of strength knowing that that I am about what I'm supposed to be doing, and that each of us have a course in life that we're to follow, and we don't know where that course, I would say, I don't know where that journey ends. I'm just given today's steps to take, and that's where I find a great deal of peace in that we simply need to be obedient to what we've been called to do each and every day, and draw upon the positive energy around you and the positive things. And I'll add that you can't let everything that happens to you to be taken personally. If you look at things that happen in life, there's good in all things if you have the energy to find them. And it's not a front. I mean, I'm not sitting around distraught. I'm sleeping well. I'm obviously eating well. I've not lost my appetite. We still love peanut butter. Everything's good there. And I'm a very, very fortunate individual in that my campaign manager, my best friend, is my wife, and she's a good worrier. She worries for all of us, and so she repeatedly asks me at times, "Is it time to worry yet?" And I'll say, "Nope, not yet."
Nate, do you have a follow-up?
Yes, the follow-up would be for the general population of Terre Haute, which can sometimes seem fairly negative, and the general idea that the U.S. as a whole is headed toward a recession, or that certainly some tough times are ahead of us. I was just wondering if you could list off maybe the top five things that you think are going on in Terre Haute over the next couple of years, whether or not you or Duke are mayor.
Well, I've been in Terre Haute since 1974, and I can tell you that Terre Haute has a tremendous ability to withstand the national roller coaster of the economic events that occur. But the five things that I think that we can take a lot of encouragement in is from an employment side, we've shown that we can attract some very good businesses, and that's number one. We can attract Sony. We can attract or retain. Sony's doing very well. Ice and Break is doing very well. CSN is doing very well. And I believe with our Economic Development Corporation, that trend will continue. Number two, one of our greatest assets is our post-secondary education. Our universities are cooperating more, collaborating on projects more, and we'll continue to see that. Number three, given the opportunity, I think we really can do something with our rail situation. That would make a major improvement in not just quality of life, but our ability to move people and product. Our wastewater treatment, we are behind schedule on people's expectations of what we could accomplish, but we are so far ahead at this point of where we thought we could be. I believe in the next few years you're going to see the city of Terre Haute's wastewater treatment facility become the absolute best practice, state-of-the-art, amazing utility in treatment of that, and that will provide us the opportunity to expand as well. And the fifth thing that I think we'll see is actual growth again. I think we're actually going to see people wanting to come back into the city and actually reside here and take advantage of the amenities that we have inside the city. So we're going to see an increase in residential building inside of Terre Haute. And, I mean, I see those. I mean, I'd love to talk for another 2 hours about that. But there's five things very quickly.
Yeah, there's five things. And thanks for the question, Nate. I hate to be frank here, Mayor Burke. It seems that regardless of the merits of either side of the situation here with this election dispute, the feeling throughout much of the rest of the state is that what we're seeing here is more of the same in Terre Haute politics being a little bit dirtier than those in other that of other cities. And
yes.
Do you feel that there is a point at which this is going to last so long that you feel that the reputation – the damage to the city's reputation is going to be not worth pushing it from your end?
No, I don't feel that at all because from day one, January 1st, 2004, we made a conscious decision that come re-election time, we were going to ask the people of Terre Haute to vote for something and not against something. We did not make a lot of political decisions. We abandoned political patronage. We abandoned a lot of past practices, and we moved very aggressively. We moved the community up against the pain threshold and held them there for 4 years for us to get caught up and to become a thriving, progressive community. We thought, and I already have stated that I was surprised by the election results, we thought we'd done a good enough job to get reelected. But what we found was that the very thing that you're mentioning, the type of politics that are practiced in our community, that's one of our greatest obstacles to overcome. And I refused. I mean, there's no one to blame for where I've ended up in this election but Kevin Burke, because I refused every opportunity to be negative. And I said, we will be the first to win by being positive. That's yet to be decided. Should we prevail, we will be the first to win by being positive. And that is a turning point in our community. And I believe that will make a difference. We do, Adam, I don't argue with you that politics in Vigo County is a blood sport. I knew that going in. But I knew that I didn't have the stomach or the ability to win at that kind of politics. And it's obvious by the vote total that we only got halfway there.
Well, on that subject, do you have any comments on the resignation of Mike Ellis?
Now, there's a clear difference from being able – you know, I've made it clear to everyone that, first of all, a lot of what you see with Mike Ellis and Joe Anderson being in the paper and that is marketing. I believe there's a lot of people sitting out there saying, I really would like a lawyer that can lie like that. There's a difference between not being able to support someone and actively working for the other party. And I learned this very early on, that there were people that couldn't support me, but they didn't go out and work for the other party. They simply did the right thing by remaining silent and voting their conscience. That's America. We can all do that, and I begrudge no one that. But to serve in a role, in a position, in a Democrat Party, actively, blatantly, openly work for the opposition and then say you didn't is unacceptable. I make no qualms about it. Mike Ellis has worked against my administration and my campaign for four elections now, so I'm not surprised.
Well, we'll go ahead and leave that there. We have five more minutes left in the program here with Mayor Burke. That is time enough for another phone call if anyone would like to call in. The toll-free number is 877-285-9348. If you're listening to the program in Terre Haute or Vigo County, you'd like to get a chance to have the ear of the mayor. This is your chance over the next 5 minutes. Mayor Burke, let's see. There is a meeting, actually, at 4:30, I believe, this afternoon, a Parks and Rec Board meeting to decide upon what entity will take possession of the former Heights Center. Do you have any thoughts going into that meeting?
Well, first of all, I will not be in that meeting. I have not been in any of the meetings. I've not been involved with any of the interviews. That is a park board decision. True to my my management style, I do not interfere with the boards and commissions that I appoint. The park board has met. They have put a lot of time and effort into this decision, and I can truthfully tell you that sitting here this afternoon, I do not know what that decision is. I have not been involved in making that decision.
But do you have confidence that what will come out of the process will be what's best for the center?
We have never wavered in the 2.5 years that we've invested in getting the Booker T. Washington Park Community Center to this point, in that we are adamant. We want a thriving community center there that meets the needs of the community. I believe that we have never wavered from that point. The park board has not. And I have the utmost confidence that whatever decision the park board makes today will be following that course of action. We have never once in any fashion wanted that to be anything other than an highly utilized, extremely busy community center.
All right, sir, we've got about another 90 seconds left in the program, and I'm going to go ahead and let you set the agenda for that.
Well, I think it's very important this time of year for us to all remember how fortunate we are and how blessed we are. I invite anyone that can, within the sound of my voice, to come to Deming Park, drive through there, enjoy our Christmas in the Park. Our organizations have done a remarkable job of decorating shelters, and the judges awarded prize money on Monday night. Come see who won. It's a delightful time to cruise through the park. And I would like to wish Adam, you, and everyone on your end of the phone, and certainly everyone that can hear me, a very Merry Christmas.
All right, Mayor Burke. Well, we very much appreciate your time today. This has been Ask the Mayor with Terre Haute Mayor Kevin Burke. I'm Adam Ragusea, and we appreciate all of the phone calls and listener interest that we've had in the program today and throughout the year, really. For producer Catherine Hageman and engineer Mike Paskash, thank you so much for listening.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.